This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Senate lawmakers approving President Trump's request to claw back $9 billion in federal spending just hours ago. This marks the first time in decades the Senate rescinded funding that was already approved.
While you were sleeping, Senate Republicans voting to pass a $9 billion spending cut package to codify some of the Trump administration's DOGE cuts.
It's the first time a rescissions package has passed in over a quarter century. You have to go back to the Clinton administration for the last time. Here was Senator Mullen a few hours ago.
This vote, the yeas are 51, the nays are 48, and on this vote, the bill is amended as passed.
Now, this $9.4 billion bill claws back unspent federal funds. As you mentioned, Carly, focused heavily on foreign aid and public broadcasting, including NPR. It passed the Senate largely on a party line vote. Every Democrat voted against it except one who was ill and had to go to the hospital. Mitch McConnell was a yes after voting against it in the first two procedural rounds. There were two Republican no votes. Here they are, Senators Collins and Murkowski from Maine and Alaska.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
All right. So listening to our side, I listen all over the country on talk radio, see what other people are saying. A lot of people making fun of this. They were up all night cutting $9 billion. And oh, what a joke this is. This is silly. I heard a couple of morning show guys doing it this morning. Ha, ha, ha. How ridiculous. This is only this $9 billion 0.0045 of the projected deficit this year. Not budget, deficit. So deficit is what we owe because we don't have the money to pay for it. But we're going to spend it anyway. We're going to print it or borrow it. And my children will pay it back. So look, I get people's anger on this, but they're wrong. This was huge. Just to do this. Everything, Lee, that Trump has endured up until this point, attempted assassination, they bankrupted him. But, you know, he's still basically broke. You know that, right? I mean, he still owes every dollar he has to the fake courts or the lawfare of New York. It's all under appeal. In fact, he doesn't have enough dollars. He will still have to have his property seized if he loses these appeals. And Letitia James will sell them off, should she not be in prison by then, hard to say, for her own real estate fraud, right? This is what we're fighting, okay?
She could have some company, too, with Adam Schiff.
We'll get to that in a little bit. Through sheer force of will, Donald Trump has forced them to do something that hasn't happened in decades to cut this $9 billion. It is wildly symbolic. It is a testament to his power. He could not get them to do this in his first term.
Yeah, it shows you who's running the Republican Party now.
Yes, it's
not
Trump.
John Thune and it's not Mike Johnson.
He even bent crooked cocaine Mitch to his will. Cocaine Mitch was ruled in, drooled a little, and then voted Trump's way after voting against this package twice. Why? Because this is the CIA's kitty. That's why. Now, two good things about this. Number one, got to get it through the House, okay? If it fails there, we got a problem. But if you can get it through the Senate, the more liberal of the two bodies, I'm thinking you can get it to the through the House. We'll see. But just the fact that you could do this, okay, it sets the expectation with the American people. There are 11 more rescission bills behind it. Totaling, we're told, Russ Vogt, OMB director, hundreds of billions of dollars. So we could maybe begin, this could be the precedent, this could be really good. We maybe even could get some real deficit relief here that will, you know, nix the worst part of the big, beautiful bill, which is it just spends too much. I don't even know if we could put enough, honestly, bonds out in the bond market and have living, breathing bodies buy them. I don't think there's enough human beings on earth to buy the bonds and the debt to float the big, beautiful bill. They're going to have to print it. Trump knows that. He wants to cut it. So that's huge. I want to lay one more thing out, though. So folks understand how big this is, because people overnight, are folks in this industry, they didn't get it. I was incredibly frustrated listening to it. They're going to go misinform everybody today.
Only 0.005 of the projected deficit this year.
No. USAID, we cut $8.3 billion. We wiped out that agency. USAID is the beating heart of evil of the deep state. That's why Mitch McConnell wouldn't vote for this. They own him. I mean, they got the compromise on him. They got all the Chinese stuff on him. He's basically got the same deal Hunter Biden, Joe Biden had, except minus the prostitutes and the laptop. He's been paid off by the Chinese, totally compromised. That's why he voted the way that he did. And he was even forced to vote for this. Let me explain how bad this is, okay? USAID. You know when the left says, oh, people will die. What they mean was, we're not going to get to kill people anymore using USAID. How many kills we talking? 7 million? Headline. Just to show you what we're dealing with here, okay? Breitbart broke this. USAID quietly sent thousands of vials of viruses to the infamous Wuhan lab. Well, what viruses are we talking about? Oh, the ones from the bat caves. From China's Yunnan province to Wuhan to the lab. They also lost track of them. Conveniently lost track. So convenient. Not for the 7 million dead, but for everybody else, i.e. Democrats. Notably, Breitbart writes, the Wuhan Institute of Virology lacks adequate biosafety practices and has ties to the Communist Party. Are you kidding me? It is the bioweapons lab of the People's Liberation Army. It is the chief one. The $210 million USAID program dubbed PREDICT, which conveniently failed to implement a long-term storage plan for the viruses. Basically, they said, Lee, here, have some deadly viruses. Our friend Fauci will be with you later to go ahead and transfer the technology to weaponize them to kill us all. But go ahead, have the viruses. We're handling that part of the mass murderous project. This is the beating heart of evil. This is when the CIA can't put their name on it, but wants to kill a lot of people in order to accomplish their goals, i.e. let unleash COVID on the world, weaponize the Chinese Communist Party, help them defeat Donald Trump so the merged Democrat Communist Chinese Party can take over America. This is who they use to move Damani, because they can't have CIA do it. It'd be too obvious. Now, remember, $52 million also came from the Pentagon, which I would argue was at war, maybe still is, depending on if Pete Hegseth has gotten full control of it, with the American people. This is dismantling the machine of death that built COVID. To get Congress to do that, Lee, because they are more afraid of a blistering by Donald Trump. Trump has never had the power to do this before. He does now. This is why the Epstein thing scares me. He does now to bend Chinese Mitch, cocaine Mitch, to his will, to get him to vote against China, against the Democrats, against the CIA, and for us, and the end of mass murder in the world. Cool. We did that overnight. So don't tell me, oh, he's only pointing at 0045. Shut up. Shut up and tell it the way that I just did. And Lee, those of us who are like, well, there's some transgender programs in there and we were removing the penises of Indian men. Cool. I'm glad we cut that. Fantastic. But this is so much bigger. This is the agency that funneled $200 million to blow the legs off of our men and women fighting in Afghanistan. 2,000 casualties funded by USAID under Trump last time. I don't think he knew they did it. They funded the opium crop that paid for those IEDs that blew those veterans' legs off. Now we're building them houses at the commercial breaks on Fox News. Let's keep going. $9 million for Al-Qaeda to take over Syria. They did that. $1 billion for Hamas to murder Jews. They did that. $2.8 billion to keep the Taliban in power after the Abbey Gate 13 were murdered. They did that. We don't even know how many bodies we're talking. So don't tell me. This was a blow at the heart of the deep state. Thank you very much. I'm done. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
I feel very good this morning. I am very hyped up and I am very pumped. I am very excited about where we are right now. What'd you think about that? Hey, hold on the music. I want to say, I open with a monologue and sometimes I stomp on you a little bit. I'm sorry. You go. Take 2 minutes. What do you think?
I don't disagree with you at all. I mean, it's just, this is the first step in something that is very important. And it is also, to me, like I said, this shows who's in control of the Republican Party right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a good thing. Are there still some landmines we're going to have to deal with? And I'm with you. This Epstein thing still is being fumbled
badly
by Donald Trump.
Yeah.
By Donald Trump personally right now. And I'm not overly excited about one way or another about this, because I seriously don't think that anybody that is going to have any ties to this is ever going to be prosecuted.
No, they're going to get away with it.
But I am much more interested in the things that are much more important to the long-term survival of the republic. And I think that's where Donald Trump is headed. That's the good news. The bad news is that this is going to be a distraction. But once again, back to the rescission bill. You're right. This is the first step in something that, as Fox News was saying, hasn't happened in 25 years.
No!
Hasn't happened since President Clinton. Let's listen to that. There was a rescission bill during a Democrat presidency. Administration. But he wasn't responsible for it.
Yeah, I was actually on the Hill when that happened. Newt Gingrich,
yes.
Pretty much close Newt, to physically it. Crammed it down yes, Clinton's
yes,
throat
yeah,
with
yeah,
his fist.
Right.
Yeah, Newt Gingrich was amazing. I watched him operate when I was up there. I was just an intern, but I was fascinated in the whole thing. And I watched him operate for a whole summer, and I was just amazed.
Newt Gingrich, to me, is one of the most brilliant American politicians that we have ever seen. And yes, he's got his faults. And occasionally there may be something where I disagree with him. But I have never seen a more intelligent. I went to a speech he gave one time at Furman University, and I saw this guy talk for an hour and a half on incredibly complicated issues. No notes, no cue cards, no teleprompter, just fact after fact after fact. And it was stuff I knew that he was getting right. It's not like he was making stuff up on the way. It was a stunning, absolutely stunning. But I agree, Newt Gingrich, he's the one who's responsible for that. But as you said, this is an important first step, and it shows that Donald Trump's still in charge here.
It does. It does. Folks, I'm going to explain so much stuff going on today. What just happened with the firing of DOJ, Department of Justice, Prosecutor Maureen Comey? So much bigger than what you're being told. I'm going to explain that coming up. But bombshell. Trump's finally got the deep state by the cojones. For the first time, truly. This is it. If anything's going to work, this is it. Broke overnight. A lot of people missed it. I won't. You won't, because you're listening to this show. Keep it tuned right here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart. We're here.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, if the hounds of hell were coming, it'd sound a lot like this music. Isn't this music great on a Friday? Get you started? Yeah, well, the hounds of hell are coming. No, really. For the first time, I actually really believe that we are going to get somewhere because the floodgates holding back the long-buried classified documents on Russiagate just burst. People learning about them. On Sunday, there was an urgent meeting. This is Paul Sperry's reporting at Real Clear Investigations. There was an urgent meeting of the Trump administration officials because they got a hold of finally new information on Russiagate. And it's not just Russiagate. It's so much bigger than that. It's devastating. Remember John Durham? He went and did an investigation, right? And he put out a pretty stupid report. Very bland. Yeah. Well, there's a what's called classified annex to that report. I don't want to wonk out too much on you here. In the classified annex was all the crime, the conspiracy. And the really cool thing about conspiracy laws is the way they work when it comes to statute of limitations. See, the statute of limitations doesn't, the clock on it, which is 5 years for most of these laws, doesn't kick in until the conspiracy ends. It's still going on. See how this works? For the first time, I'm starting to think we could do this. The documents contain long classified information, including a secret 200-page congressional audit. And what it details, folks, this goes straight not just to Comey and Brennan, dead to rights, okay? This has got Hillary and Obama, too. It's just that they could never declassify under Joe Biden. Now, why Trump didn't declassify this stuff the first time, I don't know. But overnight, another bombshell. Trump says he's declassifying. Thank God. Please do not wait 4 years this time like he did last time. So Trump is saying he will declassify the two bombshells that Durham never could. He was the, you know, the prosecutor, the special prosecutor. It's a secret annex report. And it shows that the CIA, John Brennan, James Comey, Rod Rosenstein, all of these criminals knew Hillary was trying to set up the Trump campaign fakely with the Russia collusion hoax. They knew it was fake. They knew her campaign had committed a felony and a misdemeanor creating the Steele dossier. They knew it all. They also knew that Hillary Clinton had committed multiple crimes with her emails. Yet they came out, James Comey, head of the FBI then, and told the public, oh, yeah, no, we've cleared her. It's fine. They not only didn't clear her, they found evidence of her crimes, and he buried it. Buried it through classification. They've got it all. What is that? That's a conspiracy. That's a RICO-style conspiracy. How does RICO work? You know, say you're the head of the mob, right? They get mobsters on RICO. That's how Rudy Giuliani took the mob down. And what it assumes is by joining a criminal conspiracy, you understand you're part of a criminal conspiracy. So the top guy, in this case, Barack Obama, James Comey, and John Brennan, don't have to call you every day or write you a memo on what to do. You know what to do. You're part of the conspiracy. That's the theory behind RICO. So you got the conspiracy on the one side. If the cover-up is still ongoing, statute of limitations hasn't even kicked in yet. We got 5 years. So this is aimed at the beating heart of the deep state. Trump is now saying he will declassify two bombshells Durham never could. They hid them through classification, which, by the way, is even more evidence of the conspiracy and the cover up. What is in there? Okay. Remember Carter Page? I'm not going to wonk on you. But they wanted a way to spy on Trump, for the whole deep state to watch Trump and everyone around him, right? Try to get compromise, leak it, try to help Hillary win. This is what the CIA and FBI does with their time. Instead of going after like the Pulse nightclub shooter. So what did they do? Well, they went to the FISA court, said, hey, Trump's a Russian spy. Yeah. FISA court said, sorry, not good enough. So Comey and Brennan went to the Hillary campaign, said, can you draft us something? Commit a few felonies. Let's put something together and make it look like Trump's a Russian spy. She said, okay, handed him the Steele dossier. They took the Steele dossier, which they knew was fake, to the FISA court. Told the FISA court under penalty of perjury, hey, we think this is real. We've determined it's real. Trump's a Russian agent. Can we have the ability to spy? Remember, not just on him. It was a three-jump warrant. Him, everyone he talks to, everyone they email. And then everyone they talk to, everyone they email. They watched them all. Illegally, it turns out. We got it all. We've got it all. It's about to get real. Now, so much going on here. When you see Donald Trump panicking over the idea of Pam Bondi going, Bondi's done some things I don't know about. But folks, have you seen the success in court in the last 6 months? It's rewriting the American presidency. Trump's got more done in court in the last 6 months than he did the entire first term. Because he's never had a real attorney general before. As much as she's a punk, she's getting it done too. Folks, think about it. There's probably two handfuls of people who can run an agency like the DOJ and still plot the legal strategy. She's doing it. She or whoever she's got in place is doing it. Trump needs them. That is why he is hysterical this week, I think, about the Epstein situation. I'm not happy about that. But when you're on the cusp of this taking down your enemies. Yeah. Okay. As the show unfolds, there's so much going on. I'm going to lay out what we have on the deep state now and how we can use it. Just one of the features of the show today. We've got so much more to cover, including Zohran Mamdani's communist debut. The Democrats love him. All that coming up. Folks, Democrats flirting with, you know what? Just embrace the communism. Just go ahead. You know what? We're not going to lie anymore. Headline, New York Post. Zohran Mamdani gets hero's welcome from lefty Dems at AOC-hosted breakfast in D.C. This was his big rollout. He was treated like a rock star, sort of. Fox News reporters went to try to cover the event and discovered it had been moved at the last minute to thwart them. The restaurant it was moved to had cardboard put up over the windows. You know, like Democrats do when they're stealing elections. Cardboard over the window. Why? Nobody wants to be actually photographed with this guy, but they absolutely love the communism part. New York City mayoral frontrunner, Zohran Mamdani, received a, this is New York Post, they were there, they covered it, hero's welcome. See, they're all in on this. Hero's welcome from the lefty members of Congress, including Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Senator Bernie Sanders, as he trekked down to Washington, D.C. Wednesday in hopes of garnering more support from an array of Democrats. And it wasn't just the Looney Tune communists who met him. No, no. The leading luminaries, Representative Jerry Nadler, a whole host of Congress members. And they were super duper excited. Oh yeah, they were all there. Pramila Jayapal, Ayanna Pressley, Becca Ballant, Melanie Stansbury, dozens and dozens of Congress members. And what did they think of Mamdani? Take a listen. Folks, this is the Democrats reacting to that. I mean, they just thought he was amazeballs. I mean, they just thought, wow.
I think he's a very personable, smart young man.
It's just beautiful to have someone who is so authentic. You know, that money cannot buy that.
Zohran Mamdani is an incredible talent. Hard not to be won over.
You have AOC and Zohran. That's a winning combo.
This guy is not a communist. He's not a socialist. He's an advocate for small C capitalism.
Those are all Democrat Congress members. He's not a communist. No, not a communist. Not even a socialist, really. He loves capitalism. Sure about that.
So when people say democratic socialist, do you like capitalism?
No, I have many critiques of capitalism. What I'm focused on is making the city affordable for everyone.
Yeah, they just lie. So all they do is lie. Folks, but really interesting overnight, he's beatable. Sliwa is within the margin of error with him. A Republican, folks, if we played this right, we actually could end up with a Republican leader of New York, and we don't have to surrender it to communism and have it be a burnt out wasteland of a post-apocalyptic American territory. Think Road Warrior. No, I'm serious. Folks, you got Mankami in there, it's going to be Road Warrior. Now you're already seeing it. He's promising to abolish the police. Think about that. So who's going to take over? The gangs are going to take over. Gangs in New York, right? You ever see that movie? It's going to be gangs in New York running a place. All the same people are going to flee, and they will have conquered the territory from which they can then pour out and colonize. That's the whole point here. And what a sign to the world this would be if Democrat Marxists, because that's what they are. They're not even socialists anymore. They're Marxists. If Democrat Marxists could conquer the most iconic city on earth, but also the financial capital of the world. You know how demoralizing that would be? They love that kind of stuff. Turn it into post-American territory? Haul Trump in there when he gets out of the White House, imprison him forever in something like Gotham? I mean, these things they could do, it's so exciting to them. You could hear it in their voices. He's amazing. But you got to watch out for him. Here's Representative Matt Slater. He is an assembly member in the New York legislature. He's watched Mankami for a long time.
And I mean, a Mamdani win here is going to propel a communist agenda all across this country. And that's why AOC, who I grew up with, had brought him down to Washington. If you look at what he's done in the assembly where I currently serve, he stood on the state legislature floor and he actually referred to his colleagues as his comrades. When you look at the legislation that he sponsored, it is right out of Karl Marx's playbook.
And of course it is. He's a communist. He's trying to tell them he's a communist. Hates Jews, too, but that's most of the Democrat Party now. Matt Slater went on to say this.
Well, my favorite one that I've found is
okay,
the
fact
that
he sponsored legislation. This is his legislation, okay? And by the way, Mankami did not come up with this. Democrats did. This was actually their national agenda.
Well, my favorite one that I've found is the fact that he sponsored legislation that would have the government restrict the amount of miles you can drive in your car.
Oh.
He's also sponsored legislation that would require sex education for kindergartners. I mean, this is the length and the radical agenda that he's had in the state assembly.
What did I tell you? What have I told you for the longest time? That is why Joe Biden was going to EVs. Because the grid was going to collapse. And they could what? They could tell you how many miles you could drive in your car when you could charge it at all. They'd have total control. He's just doing it straight up. He's not doing a long, circuitous, wreck the grid, shut down all sources of energy route to total power. It's fantastic. It's all right there for anybody who wants to see it, but we can't let him win. Anyway, he is within, they just did a poll, the margin of error between him, Cuomo, the mayor, actual sitting mayor, Eric Adams of New York, is a little behind. And Curtis Sliwa, who's the Republican, is also within the margin of error. We could end up with a Republican. If we play this right, I'm telling you, we could end up with a Republican mayor of New York. Meanwhile, Eric Adams racking up $1.5 million in fundraising as terrified Wall Street shiny shoes try to donate their way out of communism. Folks, you know what this is? You know what they're doing right now, giving the money to Eric Adams? This is fear money. You could smell the fear. You could smell the sweat. They thought, Jamie Dimon is the leader in this, JP Morgan Chase, they thought they could pay off the Democrats to leave them alone, which has worked until now. Hey, nice little bank you got there, biggest in the world. Hey, we will wreck that thing and put you in prison, or you could just write big checks to us. They thought they could buy off the Democrats. They're seeing what that wrought. It is bringing communism. And now they want to fight. Now they want to fight. Too late, guys. Okay, y'all. Get a deep dive. I actually understand why Maureen Comey was fired. I'm pretty sure. Obviously, she is the daughter of treasonous criminal James Comey, who she will soon hopefully have to visit in prison at the rate we're going here with everything that has just broken. Why would the DOJ fire Maureen Comey? Why would that happen? Now, remember what Alan Dershowitz told us, okay? Alan Dershowitz is Trump's personal attorney, but he is also Epstein's personal attorney. He has been through all of the sealed documents we are not allowed to see. What was in the sealed documents? Over 40 victims' statements about their abusers. What did Dershowitz say? Trump and Bondi do not have the list. I know. I've seen it.
Is the government hiding a client list or anything that the Trump administration could release tonight?
No, there is no client list. There never has been a client list. A client list suggests that Jeffrey Epstein made a list of people to whom he trafficked women. What there is a redacted FBI affidavit from accusers. There are several of them. From accusers that accuse Jeffrey, that accuse various people.
Why is it hidden? Why is it sealed? Two words. Maureen Comey. See how this all comes together? So nice and neat. She is the federal prosecutor. And I've been telling you this for a couple of years now. When she's not prosecuting Ghislaine Maxwell, Epstein, and Diddy, all of those were honey trap blackmail operations. When she's not covering for her dad doing that, what has she spent her time, the bulk of her time doing? Fighting FOIA cases to protect the pedophile Johns. She's been doing that under the imprimatur, under the credibility of the Department of Injustice until yesterday. Bye-bye. So she's the daughter of James Comey, and everybody's talking about, well, she prosecuted Epstein, she prosecuted Maxwell. I mean, yeah, that's interesting. That was part of the cover-up, but that's not the biggest thing. She has been the one fighting the FOIA cases to keep the Johns' identities secret. Let me give you an example real quick. Gateway pundit Jim Hoff filed the first of those cases. They show up in court. Hey, we just want to know who the Johns were. A John Doe John had countersued, saying, no, I need my privacy protected. I'm a pedophile. Maureen Comey and the government took his side and convinced the corrupt Bush judge, Paul Gardefee, to keep it all under wraps. Dershowitz has seen it. He knows who they are. See why it's a big deal Comey just got fired? This whole thing is unraveling, folks. Trust me, we're still making progress.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.